We don't know what all the jobs of the future are, but in terms of skill set, we do know that maths will be key. But a new report shows increasingly students are turning away from the more challenging math subjects in the last years of high school. The numbers of those studying advanced mathematics in Year 12 is at its lowest level in two decades. And the biggest drop-off is amongst girls. National Education reporter Natasha Robinson has the story.
If we sub in two-thirds of S into our formula, we get K bracket one-third of S square.
It's 7:30 in the morning at an all-girls high school, and Year 11 student Rosie Adams and her friends are plotting parabolic graphs on a whiteboard.
We want to find out what the stopping distance of a car going two-thirds of a speed is. So we have our formula.
This is an extension mathematics class at Skeggs Darlinghurst in inner Sydney. Rosie is among only 7% of girls across the country taking challenging maths courses in senior high school. She also tutors maths to younger students.
I think that a lot of it is to do with confidence. I'm a maths tutor and I tutor both boys and girls, and I can see such like a difference in their like approach to maths. So like I'll often get a girl who like will say that she doesn't know it, and I'll tell her the answer, and she'll say, "Oh, I thought it was that, but I just didn't know." Whether the boy will like attack it even if he has like no clue about what the answer is. And I think that's just how girls over the last 20 years have been like taught to like be like a perfect pitcher, like not to get things wrong.
The Australian Mathematical Sciences Institute is publishing a report today that shows a 20-year decline in participation in advanced maths. Professor Susan James is a co-author.
The participation rates for higher maths are actually at the lowest level ever, which is obviously a huge concern considering that the jobs of the future all require high levels of math skills. The reason that we have real significant concern with girls is that there are still nearly twice as many boys taking the advanced levels of maths as girls. And of course, girls are just as capable.
Why do you think it is that girls are shying away from that high level maths?
There's still a big stereotype associated with doing maths. If you even today Google mathematician, you'll come up with primarily all male characters. So I think girls see it as maybe not an area that's for them.
M is proportional. The mass is proportional to the cube of the length.
For Rosie Adams, grappling with difficult maths concepts is part of the attraction.
Girls need to be braver in the future and not be afraid to get things wrong.
If a girl is going, "Oh, look, I'm not quite sure about taking that higher level of maths," what would your message be to a girl in that position?
I would definitely say jump at it, see how well you can do. And I think right now we have so many great role models. We have like Lisa Harvey-Smith and Michelle Simmons, and to see them really pushing the boundaries, I think girls should aspire to push themselves as they have.
Year 11 student Rosie Adams, ending that report by Natasha Robinson.